It's 419. It is, if I'm not mistaken, trifecta time here on the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And to prove it,
you're going to say the trifecta.
It's trifecta time.
I'm still rusty.
It's all right. It's okay.
All right. Well, it's time for us to remember those who've recently passed away by taking a moment to evaluate just how much they mattered and whether they have the credentials to gain a room in the three-bedroom apartment in the sky. Deej, where are we? Oh, look, it's trifecta time.
Looking to close out room 402, currently occupied by Chichi Rodriguez and Phil Donahue.
What a controversial trifecta this has been. Can we close it out today? Do we have a Donovan?
Yes, we do.
No!
Yay! It's the seventh justice on this Supreme Court, Donovan Lewis, known as the wisest of all of the justices and the tiebreaker.
Yes.
How are you, Donnie?
I am fantastic, boys. How are you doing?
Good, good. So we have Jay, Deej, Lando, Dave, Corby, Bob, and Donovan. If he can get four votes, we will close out the trifecta. And today, gentlemen, please consider the work of the football man, Monty Kiffin.
Mm.
Monty died in July at the age of 84, if I may work backwards just a little bit. And he died in Oxford, Mississippi. And he died in the city where his son, Lane, is the head coach of the Ole Miss Runnin' Rebs. They're not really the Runnin' Rebs, are they? They're just the Rebs.
Rebs.
But Monty is a well-known name in the football world and a guy who can say, unlike many, that he was the defensive coordinator on a college football national champion twice and the defensive coordinator on a Super Bowl champion. So let's talk a little bit about him. He was born in, and raised in Lexington, Nebraska, and was a Nebraska Cornhusker himself, where he played in both directions, and maybe there was a time where he actually faced off with Jerry Jones when Nebraska would play Arkansas. Who can say in those trenches back in the late 50s, early 60s? But in 1964, went to camp with the Minnesota Vikings. In 65 and 66, he was in the Canadian Football League, or the Continental Football League, as he bounced around a little bit, played with the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1966.
God, he looks so unathletic.
But in the football realm. And then quickly realized his future might be in coaching. So he returned to Nebraska as a defensive coach, was the DC under Bob Devaney.
The great Bob Devaney.
The great Bob Devaney. And then was elevated to DC when the OC was elevated to head coach.
Tom Osborne.
His name was Tom Osborne. So Monty was Tom Osborne's defensive coordinator. And you may recall Nebraska won with Bob Devaney back-to-back national titles. Back-to-back undefeated national titles in 1970 and 71.
Game of the century against OU that year. That was a an awesome moment.
Kiffin, in 1977, ironically enough, did go to Arkansas, and he was their defensive coordinator until NC State hired him to be their head coach in 1980. It didn't go as so well as the head coach of the Wolfpack.
Some people need to be coordinators, Bob.
Some people might be best as coordinators. So he wandered back to the NFL after 3 years, three, frankly, pretty mediocre years at NC State, and began his march in professional football. Green Bay, Buffalo, Minnesota, the Jets were all linebackers coach, and in 1991 became the defensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings. Then kept with the Vikings till 94, the DC for the Saints in 95, and ultimately to Tampa Bay. Went to Tampa Bay on that Tony Dungy train. And so him and Tony Dungy were always tied very closely together. And he was the defensive coordinator with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And this, of course, is when he and Dungy worked on developing the cover two, making some alterations, including the middle linebacker going back to the deep middle, and we call it the Tampa 2. Now, the Tampa 2 was a real advancement in defensive football, known for its way of dealing with the West Coast offense and disrupting a lot of the passing tactics of its day. Nobody was dealing very well with those Tampa Bay defenses of John Lynch and Warren Sapp and Rondé Barber and Derek Brooks and that whole gang. And they were a menace, and Lane Kiffin was tactically arranging Monty. Their defense. Yeah, I'm sorry. Did I say Lane?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Lane had nothing to do with it. It was all Monty Kiffin at the time.
I don't understand genetics, I guess, because Monty Kiffin looks like a character out of
a catcher's mitt, I believe.
Yes. Like some sort of Tim Burton movie or something like that. And Lane Kiffin seems to be a pretty good-looking guy. Like, they look nothing alike.
What did Monty look like when he was Lane's age? Well, maybe he was hot.
No, I'm looking at him right now. He was not.
What does Monty's little lady look like? Maybe he married a supermodel from Sweden.
Like, there's Monty back in the day, and yeah, he must have married some Scandinavian chick.
There's only one solution to this.
That's it.
So great things happened with the Buccaneers as John Gruden and Monty Kiffin won Super Bowl 37, and that's probably where he peaked. Let's be honest, that's where most of his acclaim comes from, and then ended up with his son Lane as Lane's defensive coordinator at Tennessee, and then followed him to USC.
God, his ears are ginormous.
And then, oddly, he became the defensive coordinator of the Dallas Cowboys.
How'd that work out?
The worst statistical year in Cowboys defensive history.
Almost NFL history.
It was so bad. But, you know, guys do lose their fastball at some point, and he was in his mid-70s, and I'm sure he would have thought the talent could have been better. He was replaced by Rod Marinelli, and that was about the last time he had a very high position in football coaching. Mm-hmm. But he was employed by NFL and college football all the way until last season at Ole Miss.
What is he doing?
He was a player personnel analyst at the age of 84.
Wait, what? Why do people work so much?
I don't know. They just can't get it out of their
system. Especially these coaches, dude.
But he really enjoyed working with his son. But 60 years in football. He died at 84. And like I said, won it all at the college and pro level, running defenses for very renowned defenses of their day. And we have to consider him here. He is in the Buccaneers Ring of Honor and a champion at both levels, and the mastermind of the Tampa 2.
You know what? There are very few.
And a name everybody knows.
There are very few guys, everybody, Donovan, that,
who follows football,
that when you talk about defense in football, that have something so readily identifiable that they named. And Tampa 2 is certainly one of them, right?
That's true. That's true. You just, like, sometimes I was just looking over the stats from 2013 with the Dallas Cowboys, and man, I was ready to just put the gavel down and say, heck no, that defense was terrible. But when you talk about defense now, people still run the Tampa 2, and that's his baby. That has to say something.
Like the 46 like, there are very few terms in our lifetime defensively that have stood the test of time.
Yes.
And the Tampa 2 is certainly one of them. So.
Yeah, and his defenses were great with Dungy, but also without Dungy. I think independently, Monty Kiffin is a forefather of modern defenses.
Yeah. I so, just...
So as
that 2013 Cowboys season was awful. It was so
well,
bad.
You have 60 seasons. There's going to be a couple stinkers in there, but I would propose he's in.
Lando,
absolutely in.
Deej,
father of the tampon 2 defense. He's in.
That's right. Jay,
In.
Wow.
I don't have a place in Trifecta Lakes for coordinator, so out.
Really?
I think we already have 4 votes, though.
Yeah, he's already in. Donovan, were you going to put him in?
Yes, I would have been on the fence, but...
Super convincing.
I mean...
Yeah, the Tampa 2 alone probably gets him in because that was so dominant and it's still run right now and it's a long time ago. So, yeah, sure.
And I was kind of thinking if he was living off his son's name there for a while, but...
No way.
No, right? I'm talking about in the last, like, 15 years or so, but... There's no doubt Monty Kiffin was a giant in the sport of football.
Who's lived off the other's name more? Lane off Monty or Monty off Lane?
I think Lane's done enough salacious stuff to where he's made his own mark.
Yeah, but the reverse...
Scandal is his way of becoming renowned.
Yes.
But the reverse Nepo hire at Tennessee, come on.
I know.
Well, he's in.
Yep.
Wow. I wasn't sure I could get him in, but we have done it. Monty Kiffin joins who?
Chichi Rodriguez and Phil Donahue.
That's the worst room in the whole building.
Good Lord.
What a party.
They're going to get so many calls to fix everything in that thing.
What a party apartment.
They're going to be asking...
The smoke alarm keeps going off.
They're going to be asking everyone else to quiet down.
Yeah. Bedtime at 7:45.
And like making
dinner
the call...
time at 3:45. Shut up!
Making the call to maintenance to fix the VCR... It keeps blinking.
It's just 12 o'clock all the time. Donnie, thank you for your service.
Could you unclog the toilet and me, please? Thank you.
All right, Donnie. We'll talk to you soon. Tomorrow, as a matter of fact,
boys.
It's fight
night. Yes, sir.
There he goes. The great Donovan Lewis. Monty Kiffin is in.